So last Saturday, I joined with 40 or so folks from around the north region of the diocese. We met at the Ellis Pecan Factory on North Main, just on the other side of the river from the courthouse. We got on a bus and we drove around a couple of places. It was a pilgrimage of sorts. You were here a couple weeks ago. I preached about it a little bit. Maybe you were here in Christian Formation when the Reverend Sandy Michaels talked to us about it. It was a lynching pilgrimage. We followed in the footsteps of Mr. Fred Rouse. Fred Rouse was, he lived in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was a father. Ultimately, he became a grandfather. He was a meat packer in the stockyards, and he was African-American. And in 1921, there was a strike going on at the Swift meat packing plant. You've probably seen the remains of that place over in the stockyards. And Mr. Rouse crossed one of the picket lines to go to his job. And the folks who led the organized labor there, they didn't like it too much. And so a group of white folks, took him and beat him nearly to death. He was left for dead. Then he was taken back across the river. There's a building now. It's the offices for the symphony and the performing arts, all of that. It's right across from Bass Hall. It's a beautiful building. In the basement of that, it used to be the hospital, and in the basement was the Negro ward. And so Mr. Rouse was taken there and to be cared for. And in the middle of the night, some men, the stories differ a little bit. Maybe the men had hoods and robes. Maybe they didn't, but they were members of the Klan, including the police chief of a nearby town. They came and got Mr. Rouse, took him back across the river to a property on one of the main streets over there, and they hung him up from a tree and left him there to die. Now, they chose this particular place because it was a heavily traveled area, particularly in the African-American community. And they knew that if Mr. Rouse's body was left hanging, it would serve as a symbol and a warning for people to drive by. And drive by they did, both because they had to, and there were some people that went because they wanted to see what was going on. Jesus' crucifixion was much the same way. They chose it along a major thoroughfare, a major highway in the Roman world, and there they put criminals on crosses and left them there to die. And sometimes it took a while, and it was a spectacle. People would come by, people would watch, people would look on and see, and it would serve as a warning. Do not go up against the state. Do not go up against Rome. In Mr. Rouse's case, it served as a warning, do not go up against the establishment, do not go up against the way things are always done. And that's all well and good, right? The crucifixion was gruesome, lynchings are gruesome. But we have this habit of wanting to run away when things get hard. We see that in the disciples and their story. Many of them fled. Some of them denied they had anything to do with it. And in Mr. Rouse's case, the woman who owned the property where the tree was, where he was hung, it was December 21st, 1921, when he was lynched. By Christmas, the tree had been cut down and the ground leveled because, in her words, she wanted folks to have a Merry Christmas. She wanted to run away from the fact of what happened. The disciples in our story wanted to run away from what happened. And if we're honest, we often want to run away when things get uncomfortable, when things get hard. You see, we come here tonight much the same way we left last night. The table of our Last Supper has been cleared. The basins in which we washed our feet have been dried up. the altar, the area, everything in our lives has been cleared out. And today we sit in silence. We sit and wait. And sometimes waiting feels like hell. I want to run away anytime I'm asked to wait in the hard moments, particularly when it comes to death, which is what we're here today to remember. I want to run away from my own death. I don't want to think about it. I'm young-ish, kind of. And so, like, I want to put that off as long as possible. I don't want to talk about y'all's deaths. I don't want to think about it. But sometimes we have to. Tomorrow, in the moments between the Holy Saturday service, when we remember Jesus lying in the tomb, in the Easter Vigil, when we celebrate that Christ has conquered death, we are going to bury an 18-year-old. And I just want to run away. But we can't. On this day, on this Good Friday, we have to sit. We have to wait. We have to deal with those feelings that feel like hell. Because the truth of this Friday, the good news of this Friday, is that on the cross, Jesus Christ meets us in the places we don't ever want to go. Whether it's death, whether it's loss, suffering, sickness, broken relationships, whatever it is that we bring into this room, we get to lay it at the cross. Because death is real. Death feels like hell. But Jesus Christ meets us there. Amen.